This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. This is another American graduate story as KERA charts the journey from childhood to graduation. Transgender issues have dominated headlines recently, in particular students. That leaves educators scrambling for information on the best way to help. In Collin County, educators showed up for a session on what it means to be transgender. Many turned out to be school counselors.
More than 75% of transgender students report feeling unsafe in school.
From the lectern in a Collin College conference room, Leslie McMurray ran through some statistics. The audience was filled with educators from some North Texas school districts, including Plano, McKinney, Frisco. McMurray is a transgender woman. She explained that means she is a woman, despite the male anatomy she was born with. For the uninitiated, it can be a bit confusing. Jean Rubin, president of the North Texas Gay and Lesbian Alliance, a co-sponsor, hopes this evening eases that confusion.
Nobody else is doing this. I think it probably is among one of the first of its kind north of 635 or in Collin County for educators, lots of whom have questions probably about transgender students, but there was nobody to give any answers.
Other speakers included a doctor, some attorneys, a parent of a transgender student. They explained some basics about transgender people. High school counselor Andrea Douglas welcomed the event.
This is a population that we're starting to see more and more in our counseling offices, so being able to have some valid information that we can share with these students and their families certainly will help me in my job, but also help those students as they are dealing with some of these issues.
Sometimes a counselor is the first in a school to work with a transgender student. Counselor Alma Campo isn't working with any transgender kids yet. Research shows numbers are small, somewhere between 0.3% and 1.2% of the population identifies as transgender. Campo just wants to be ready.
To be able to lend support to the students so that they can have a place to go if they do need to just talk to somebody and not feel, you know, that they can't speak to anybody at all and feel that threat, I guess.
Ryan Smith applauds that kind of support and sensitivity. His 9-year-old daughter is transgender. Her younger sister was immediately on her side.
I'll never forget my 7-year-old ran in and said, "What's wrong? Why are they crying?" And I began to try to explain what it meant to be transgender and why they were crying. My 7-year-old wrote down on little post-it notes, "Be brave," and posted it on my oldest daughter's door. It was so empowering. My daughter understood that she needed to support her older sister.
Smith says children are more understanding. At first, he wasn't. It took time. Now he speaks out to help other families understand and accept transgender kids. He says it won't be easy.
To begin to see this as something that may be a lifelong type of thing that she begins to fight for is something that we have done since the beginning of our country, fighting for what we believe is true and the knowing that this doesn't happen overnight.
Smith, who's black, says the fight for transgender rights is the latest in the ongoing battle for civil rights. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.